6 days from the official election day. Democrats have promised to string it out as long as possible. They're predicting Homeland Security, that all these right-wingers are going to kill everybody. Obvious false flag preparation. What do we do about it? We're taking your phone calls for the entire hour that we're now into. We're going to Tom, John, Darcy, Michael, Paul, Josh, Matthew, the Destroyer, Scott, Mike, and Sean. Tom in the UK, you're up front. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
First of all, thank you very much for hearing me. I've not been listening for that long, really. The reason I woke up was kind of a spiritual thing. I had a really bad accident, and what happened was I questioned my existence. I said, well, you know, why am I here? And then I ended up down, you know, loads and loads of rabbit holes, and started listening to you. And I listen to you every night from the UK, literally every night, without, you know, without taking a breath. And where I'm at now in the UK, it scares me. I have two children, young, 8 and 3 years old. And as a white Christian person, I just feel like we're being erased. I think a lot of it is apathy. People just don't want to believe what's going on around the, you know, in front of their own faces. And it truly scares me, and it's isolated me from my family. My friends have called me crazy, conspiracy theorist, blah blah blah, and I don't know where to go to kind of wake people up. I share the clips, you know, stuff in front of our eyes, geoengineering.
Well, where do you live UK? Where do you live in the UK?
In the northwest, a small town called Burnley. Geoengineering is a massive thing. It's happening every day. And I post pictures, and people that have eyes to see can see it.
Look, I guarantee you, if you start a local group and start getting on the local message boards and things and talk about, you know, creating a, you know, freedom-based pro-human research organization or something, or a local community, you know, freedom organization, you'll meet a lot of like-minded people. You know, they have rallies all the time in London with hundreds of thousands of people coming out against the New World Order. There's a lot of people awake in the UK. Back when we could get the numbers out of the UK, I mean, we were like the number 40-something biggest website for listeners in the UK. So I know we have a lot of listeners in the UK. People are either totally asleep or waking up fast there. I mean, look at Brexit. Look at it all. People are fighting hard. But I understand your frustration, brother, and this is part of the awakening. And God bless you, and I appreciate your call. That really wasn't on the Trump election, but it's okay. The topic is the election and all the craziness, and what's the deep state going to do? Let's go to Mike in New Jersey. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Alex. It's a tremendous honor to speak to you. So two things. First of all, I don't know if I was the only one that the first time I saw Tim Walz, something struck me off about him. I'm telling you, this guy is capable of great, great evil, and I don't think enough people are talking about it because he kind of comes off with this effeminate, harmless demeanor, but I really do not underestimate the great evil that man is capable of.
Well, I mean, his actions, a communist Chinese spy, a congenital liar, he's pushing, you know, sterilizing our kids. He's a pervert. I mean, he's a sicko. He's an agent of Satan. He gets his orders directly from the devil. He's a Satanist.
I'm thoroughly inclined to agree. And, Alex, the other thing that I've really been dying to talk to you, and it's a tremendous honor, in other words, from the perspective of to get the word to the masses, mass assembly, I think, would be necessary. But I get so concerned to initiate such gatherings in this day and age because we're dealing with nefarious forces that are capable of great evil. And it would, you know, I get nervous to bring so many people together with a common goal that is contradictory to the global agenda.
Well, that's a great point. I appreciate the call. I'll come back in 60 seconds and join a bunch of stations and give you my answer. Back in 60 seconds. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands, and even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the Ultimate Probiotic. Recap, if you just tuned in, said, look, mass organization, mass rallies, people coming together is the answer to the previous caller saying, I'm here in the small town in England. I feel all alone. And I said, you need to go out. You need to meet like-minded people. You need to go to anti-globalist rallies, even if you go to a town or city near you. And then you'll find a lot of folks from your town were at that rally. And even if you find five people in your small town, that's a Genesis point to build off of. And I think we'll find a lot more than that. So the caller asked, what about provocateurs? What about if we go have big rallies against the new world IDs and against the cashless society? And that's back in the news. I'll cover that after we take some calls. Big developments there. What do we do? Well, I mean, I went to J6. I'd been on a bunch of other big Trump rallies. We'd had two of them before that in the months before. One of them had 300,000, another had over 500,000, the park police estimated, our rallies. 500,000 people. And then Trump saw that and people saw that. And they said, Jones, please do another rally. And so we went and rented a big area for, you know, $100,000+ from the park. Cost money to do that, raise money on January 5th, about a month before. And then the White House calls and says, we want to talk to these fundraiser groups that pay for Trump's political rallies because government money doesn't pay for those because it's campaign money, but we want you to run it. And I instantly went, I'm not doing that, but I'll give you my ideas. So I handed it off, and Trump and them also had the Fifth rented, so we had rallies there that night. And then I go to that, and there's the Ellipse, and only 30,000 can get into that. There's upwards of 1 million outside there, just covering all of that area of D.C., up the hill to the Washington Monument. And then sure enough, Trump says, okay, now, in the middle of a speech, the march is going to start. I'll meet you there. We had a stage rented up by the Supreme Court in the corner of the Capitol. And cell phones weren't working because there were 1 million people using them. But in the message I was getting, hey, there's violence. There's people in blacks attacking the cops. The cops using tear gas. So we jogged down there. There's people climbing the parapets and people falling off and police attacking people. I get hit in the face with tear gas. I'm 100 yards away. I said, we got to get up on this pile of chairs. You know, they hadn't unpacked yet. They were all in bubble wrap, shrink wrap. And I said, you know, don't go in. It's going to be Kent State. You're being set up. Looks like this is a setup. And sure enough, it was. And it didn't go horribly like the feds wanted. And of course, the 1 million people there, 99% of them didn't participate. Most of the folks that got arrested got waved in once they opened the doors. They didn't know what was happening. Because you're like back in a crowd of a couple hundred thousand that already got to the Capitol. and you don't know what's going on. It's the fog of war. And they're like, hey, they've opened the doors. We're going in. And I said to my crew, I said, we're not going in there. It's a setup. But you can't never have a rally again because the feds are going to try to set you up provocateurs. And notice, at first, they could demonize America and Trump, but very quickly it came out the feds were behind it. And now January 6th is something that exposes them and the J6 fake committee with Liz Cheney and Raskin destroyed all the interviews with myself and others. I took the fifth. I knew they'd charge me and put me in jail like Bannon. So I just got up there and said, you are criminals. You lie. I take the fifth, not out of self-incrimination, but out of the fact that you will lie about what I said and claim that I perjured myself. And so I'm not talking. And I said, I take the Fifth Amendment 98 times with Jamie Raskin asking the questions. And Adam Schiff and all of them and Liz Cheney staring at me like they wanted to kill me. And up three or four of the times I said, you are criminals. This is all fake. This committee's not real. I take the fifth. You are criminals. This is fake. I take the fifth. Not because I'm a criminal, but because you're a criminal. I told them that to their face. You're a criminal. Of course, they destroyed the video of all that. They put out one photo of me testifying in Congress on a jumbotron above them because they wanted remote. They have their big committee hearing with me on a big giant television, like 1984, behind the dais, behind them. They had TVs in front of them. And I said, you are criminals. I will not answer the questions of criminals. Bannon just spent 4 months, and he had his right to do it. He had executive privilege because he worked at the White House, so they can't ask those questions. But the point is that I've been there. I've seen it. And so the next time we have a big rally or events, people know what they're looking for. This was a good exercise. I'm sad we got set up and it happened and walked into a trap. But now we've been through another war. Now we've learned more. Now we know more of their tricks. It's not like I'm just up here for 30 years behind a microphone. I've been all over the place. I've learned a lot, mainly from my mistakes. And so, I saw conservatives never want to go to rallies anymore because of that. But now people have gotten over that fear. Well, some people were calling me a traitor that day. Not a lot, but I'm like, don't go in. It's a setup. Screw you. We're taking the country back. Alex, you're a pussy. I'm like, yeah, you're about to get set up. And that's where we are. And they're getting ready to stage stuff much bigger than J6. I don't know the permutation, exactly where they'll hit, but that's the next move. And that's why I'm like a parrot just saying, get ready for that. Because I'm trying to get enough heat on it, enough eyes on it, enough light on it, where they don't do that. And where whistleblowers inside the system expose it. And that's what they're really worried about. So yes, we are winning. Yes, we have the initiative. Yes, we've turned the tide. Yes, Trump's set to win in a landslide, but they'll mitigate it with fraud. They may be able to steal it. My gut tells me they can't because no one's going to buy it. But if they stage terror attacks and blame us, that'll be the news story to divert off of that, and they're crazy enough to try it. So I'm telling you what I think's going on, and I've got a pretty good record. It's actually insanely accurate, and to me, it's so easy to see it. I mean, it's not hard. They're not on every TV program and every newspaper saying Trump supporters are going to kill black people, and there's no evidence. People are like, that doesn't make sense. They're about to supply it. Think about Jussie Smollett times a million. He was a lone ranger out there, a cowboy. But they'll do it big. They'll try to do it right. But notice their Whitmer setup, fake kidnapping, that blew up in their face. And bad things happened to the FBI agents that ran that, and not from us, from their own selves. They all just got destroyed because God is sick of this crap. So, yeah, God's moving. But God hates cowards. And if you won't speak up today, you'll sure as hell never fight tomorrow if it comes to that. All right, let's go back to your calls. But I think I answered the man's question. Michael in Oregon, we're talking about the election. We're wargaming it. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's the worst of times. It's the best of times. You know, the creatures from the left lagoon are going to come out of every sewer drain, every place they got hiding. And, you know, this is not going to be fun. This is going to get really, bad. In my, you know, my opinion, my eyes, I even had vivid dreams about this. You know, these people, we're going to have to fight these people. They're broken minds. They're out of control. I've had people from my neighbors banging on my door, you know, having mental breakdowns, telling me they know I'm a Trump supporter. They know what I voted for. You know, it's, I live out in Portland where I feel like it's like the land of 300 out here. And it's a few of us and a lot of them. And it's going to get crazy, and I just feel like I need to go relocate and get to somewhere where I can actually be around like-minded people, where I don't feel like I'm about to walk into an army of, you know, from Antifa to everything else. They're just causing mayhem around here. The burning of the mailbox voting and all that stuff, that's just the beginning. This is priming the pump. This next day is all the way to January going to be the most dangerous days we got alive, ladies. Gentlemen, we need to stay vigilant, ready, and just be ready for anything. I'm telling you, they're getting ready to push the envelope to the extreme of all extremes.
I agree. I use the analogy all the time because it's the best one. Episode 4 of Star Wars, where the X-Wings are going in attack position into the Death Star, and they look at the size of that thing. It says, cut the chatter, accelerate to attack speed. But instead of people going, oh, my God, look how dangerous that is, a lot of conservatives are kind of like, oh, we're invincible. Ooh, it's a party. Let's go to Mar-a-Lago and wear tuxedos. And I'm like, we're assaulting the Death Star. I mean, this is serious stuff, folks. And for everybody else out there, the reason it's a perfect analogy, those of us out there fighting in the X-Wings, you're like, well, thank God you're out there with the X-Wings. No, the Death Star is orbiting the planet to blow up the main base at the moon. If they're coming after everybody, yeah, we're out there trying to stop it. But our deaths, if we fail, are only 5 minutes before yours. That's a political analogy. But, I mean, that's it. And guys, I'm going to play only the first minute of it. It's on YouTube. Just type in something. I think it'll probably be something like Death Star Assault, something like that will bring it up. And that's it. And I'm just sitting here trying to get people to realize you're in a war. I mean, this is a globalist coup already in place that wants to stay in power, just like Dana White said 2 weeks ago, that there's already a coup. So everybody needs to understand, we're already under a deep state coup. They already hate us. They're already waging war with us. They want us poor to control us. They're absolutely evil. They're starting World War III. And people say, God, this is scary. Alex, there's another school of thought. Just be positive and say we're no, we are winning. Because we've admitted what's going on partially, but you've got to admit it all. And let me ask this question, Michael. I say it every 2 minutes because I it's so precious to be talking to millions of people. Do you agree with me that they're all over the news? You know, obviously, you agree with that. It's prima facie, but they're all over the news saying Trump supporters are about to blow everybody up and kill everybody with no evidence because the deep state's getting ready to stage something. I mean, isn't that obvious?
1,000%. This is exactly how they do every false flag from when they did 9/11 to everything else. They use this to just prime every idiot pump out there to hopefully get one of these losers to jump ship for them and get this thing started early. But other than that, if they can't get one started early, you better assure yourself they'll have something in the background that's plan B. Because from everything that is right there in the horizon, everything you can see right in front of you, it's like a mirage coming right at you. You know it's coming. It's just right out there in front of you. These people are never going to stop. Everybody needs to know that just because we've won a couple rallies and we got them on the run, the empire is going to strike back, and we need to be ready for anything, and I mean anything. These people are the most desperate, degenerate pieces of trash of all time. And they're going to try anything. They've already done everything. They're going to continue to do more. So that's it, Alex.
Absolutely. And I just don't see if they stage terror attacks, which are obviously imminent. They're saying we are imminently going to kill people as Trump supporters. And then there'll be articles today. There are every day. Jones is crazy claiming the government's going to stage terror attacks. They're saying we're going to stage terror attacks, and I'm saying you're the ones with the motives that have been caught doing it before, and the ones that are hyping it, you're obviously the ones. I mean, that is a no-brainer. Why the hell would we go kill black people? I mean, give me a break. Thank you, Michael. Ugh. Ugh. the Destroyer in West Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, I definitely feel your frustration, brother. And honestly, in all reality, we definitely have been handed over to our enemies, and I feel like we're definitely going into another period of bondage. However, this will be a good thing. There are great people out there, and I definitely see a huge awakening happening thanks to your work, God putting that through you. But everybody is still living too comfortable, and I just don't see all of this hard work that the enemies that be have put into play thus far to destroying America. I do not see it being handed over so easily to a Trump administration to try to correct or fix what has already been done. And can you imagine what would happen if all of the Trump supporters and Trump, you know, declared, you know what, we are not going to participate in this election. If we just all just did not participate in it, what that would send shockwaves. And that
I don't know. I don't know. They would just not cover that and say, oh, see, I believe I get your point, but I believe the opposite. You participate because that overrides the baked in fraud and people experience it. Look how much the fraud's out in the open now compared to 4 years ago. I mean, look, even if they steal this and kill Trump, it gets way worse for them. And they know that. That's why they're going to release another pandemic. Guaranteed. 100%. They got it all set up. All the signs are there.
Totally agree. And I see that. I see that side, too. But we are walking into a rigged game. I mean, you have put through so many article after article after article showing all the fraud. We didn't learn in 2022 in the midterms, and we're still playing their rigged game. And I just don't see them giving it up that easily. And
yeah, but let me explain this. There was almost no preparation or attempts to block fraud in 2020. There was some in 2022. There's a big fight now, and we forced all these federal judges to say illegals can vote openly. I mean, we forced them to leave all these non-voters on the rolls. We forced them to say they're going to count votes 3 days after the polls closed with no postage mark. I mean, look. Look, this isn't like a rigged game where it's a man and women's sports, so the women just go home. And that's a great way. Any men are in women's sports, the women don't show up, the games are canceled, it's over. That's a great way in that tactic to boycott it. I totally agree. But when you've got fraud of this magnitude, you participate to show it, and you don't give up and go home with your ball. But I hear your points. Great points. Maybe I'm wrong. I respect your opinion. Darcy in Virginia. Darcy, you're on the air. Worldwide.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted to talk to the fact that even when I try and talk to people within my own family, and be my extended family, I'm very thankful that my parents were patriots and instilled very important values to never fully trust the government, which I feel like is just not even a common value anymore, at least not taught to children. But you know, my younger brother, he's 21. He's in the Air Force right now. And I'm talking to my great aunt and my dad's cousin, and they're just not understanding with this young man looking right at them that he could die. I could die. I'm a 24-year-old woman. I'm likely to be drafted if something were to go wrong. But even and when I explain to them, I'm a paralegal. I work at a top firm, and I can't afford to barely pay rent. I have to live around people who are screaming at me or mentally ill, all because I can't afford to pay rent as somebody who has a salary job with benefits. It's ridiculous. But, you know, I really am hopeful that a lot of people who aren't completely diluted are understanding that this is way more than identity politics. It's about not being able to feed yourself. It's about your own safety walking down the street. And I hope that more people understand that. I've seen it myself. But, you know, I really don't know what to expect. And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, like you said, the terrorist attacks, the false flags, I wouldn't be shocked if they were to sacrifice one of their own, if they were to get rid of Kamala Harris right when Trump is elected and say that Trump supporters killed her. I wouldn't be shocked.
Absolutely. They pre-programmed all of that. Or they could kill Biden. And you know, just days before, I'm not saying that's going to happen, and then say, oh, look, she's the first female president. Anything is possible unless the globalists think we're aware of them and they won't get away with it. They are so upset about the show. Documents come out in Congress, CIA, FBI. They go, Jones continues to frustrate our plans. And it's not about me. I'm just trying to explain why the globalists are so pissed, because we're not naive. We know their game plan. We know their tricks.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you for all the work you've done. I'd like to say that the first time I ever tuned into your show was, it happened to be the 30th anniversary. And, you know, I'm ashamed to admit that I was once somebody who was completely brainwashed to think that you were a crazy person, and all it took was one show, and I haven't stopped watching since. So thank you for waking me up. Thank you for saying all the things that we all should be saying but are too afraid to say. So thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. We're in this together. Look, since she brought up the draft of women, that's the universal Democrat support. We'll show you documents in a moment. They have news clips in the piece. We'll go to break, come back, go back to your calls. That's what class warfare and communism is all about, is, oh, you'll get all this free stuff. Oh, well, the communists took over, but there's rebels. Once we round all them up, then it'll be utopia. And again, it's a globalist fascist system internationally, but they want communist systems domestically. And then it just gets worse and worse and worse. But the people that are in the scam never want to admit they got scammed. It's like a Nigerian email where they go, give me $5,000, you get $100,000. You give them 5,000. Oh, sorry, we need 10,000 more, but now you get a million. Then you get them 10,000. Now you get 10 million, but you got to give me 400,000. And people will sell their houses. Well, I've already invested so much in this, I've got to keep investing. They got Bitcoin scams. I'm not saying Bitcoin's a scam. There's scams around Bitcoin and other things where they do similar crap. So they're already setting it up for women to register for the draft. This is serious, people. This is real tyranny. And people go, well, that's not going to happen. Tyranny is the norm in history. Freedom is very rare and a precious jewel to be protected. All right, we're going to go to break. Come back with Josh and everybody else in the order that your calls are received. Josh and then Scott and then everybody else. Can't wait to talk to all of you. And then in 30 minutes, Owen Schroyer, the War Room. And I just think about the great job Owen does and Harrison and the crew and our decades on air, and just they're trying to shut us down on the 13th. That's just emblematic of we're all in so much trouble. But this is historic moments. And again, there wouldn't be such incredible effort by the corrupt Justice Department to take me off air if we weren't effective. That shows they're not invincible. Here's the piece I was just talking about that the great folks at the Maha Alliance put out. We'll be right back.
If you are a young adult or the parent of one, please listen carefully. The United States is closer now to World War III than ever before.
Russia, China, and Iran have announced the three nations are seeking to strengthen ties.
The alliance that's been formed should chill us all to the bone.
In preparation for war, 100% of Democrats in the House Armed Services Committee support the military drafting of women aged 18 to 25.
Congress advancing a plan to draft women into the military.
The proposals would automatically register men for the draft on their 18th birthday. It would also require women to enter.
Even so, Republican pushback is holding the bill back.
What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid. That is why we put them in dormitories. They make really bad decisions.
For the love of our sons and daughters, whatever you do, do not vote blue.
Paid for by Maha Alliance and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I'm shooting this update on Tuesday, October 14th, 2024. In 28 days, InfoWars goes up for sale, and the bad guys say they're going to try to outbid the good guys and shut us down. Well, regardless of what happens, I'm going to stay on the air. And I know those of you watching and listening think the same thing, because you love America, you love freedom, and you're not rolling over to the globalists. You're not rolling over to their censorship and their bullying and how they've terrorized the American people. You're fired up, and you are part. You are at the heart of the Great Awakening. Now, we make it really easy to ensure no matter what happens to InfoWars, we stay on the air and keep fighting without missing a beat. And the way to do that is to support our great sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, with incredible t-shirts, amazing ball caps, hoodies, you name it, that spread the word and promote a message of liberty. And you also meet like-minded people while you do it. There's also incredible supplements. For years, Irish sea moss has been all the rage as the superfood
because just in the concentrated moss itself, it's full of one of the best types of iodine that is such a key in our entire body. But then it's got all of these other superfoods and ingredients in it that just turbocharge the entire body, particularly the thyroid and all of your hormones in your body. The endocrine disruptors, the weed killers, the atrazine, all the glyphosate that's in the food, the water, everywhere, suppresses that and blocks that. That's why using the compounds God gave us does incredible things. Now, we sold out of the first round of concentrated gummies, Irish Sea Moss, Ultimate Sea Moss, thealexjonesstore.com. But more is coming in next week. But they just got in yesterday the powdered capsules of it that don't taste great like the gummies, but dissolve in your stomach so you never taste it, so it doesn't matter, that are twice as strong when it comes to the iodine and the other key compounds in it. Now, the gummies are amazing. People are going to love them. You get instant energy from them, but it takes a few weeks for the iodine to really kick in so you really feel it. But with these capsules, they are actually a little bit more than twice as powerful with the main ingredients. So believe me when I say you want to go to thealexjonesstore.com, look at the ingredients list, and then research the ingredients for yourself, because it's not just the sea moss. It's a superfood. It has the iodine and a bunch of other vitamins and minerals and key trace elements in it, so it really gets into your blood, really gets into your cells. I was already incredibly excited about our sea moss because I know about the rave reviews, but since I've been taking it, it is insanely good. I just now started taking yesterday the capsules, and they're even more incredible than the gummies. So for adults, for children, for old folks, for everybody, you want to get Ultimate Sea Moss at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operation. No matter what happens to InfoWars, supporting our sponsors, thealexjonesstore.com, is critical to the fight. Plus, these are amazing products. You can get one bottle of the Sea Moss gummies or the Sea Moss powdered capsules for 40% off, two for 40%+, and three for 50%+ exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, the classic InfoWars red on navy blue shirt. This is a classic, but if InfoWars shuts down, it's going to be quite a collector's item, quite the memento of history. But if we survive, it'll be even cooler. So please make your mark in history. Know that you back the most critical media organization defending Team Humanity at the most important time in our decades and decades long history. Please visit now thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you all for your past support and ask you now more than ever to commit at this critical time.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Threat America has ever faced is upon us. Anytime now, the deep state can make good on their story that right wingers, Trump supporters, are about to kill the Hispanics and blacks to make all their foolish lies look real. Because it isn't foolish if they stage it, it can make people believe it. I am the only major talk show host exposing the obvious enemy next move. That's a big problem. If I believe the things I'm saying, I would be urgent, I would be concerned, and I do. But hopefully by exposing it, we can back them off. I talked about this, and I'll go to your calls in a few minutes, but I think the assault on the Death Star is a great analogy of where we are right now, and people should take it so seriously.
Death Star approaching. Estimated time to firing range, 15 minutes.
Report in.
Red 10 standing by.
Red 7 standing by.
Red 3 standing by.
Red 6 standing by.
Red 9 standing by.
Red 2 standing by.
Red 11 standing by.
Red 5 standing by.
Lock S-foils in attack position.
We're passing through the magnetic field.
Hold tight.
Put your deflectors on double front.
Size of that thing.
Cut the shot, Red 2.
Accelerate to attack speed.
This is
it, boys.
Red Leader, this is Gold Leader.
I copy, Gold Leader. We're heading
for the target shaft now.
We're in position.
I'm going to cut across the axis and try and draw their fire.
Red 5, I'm going in.
And the point of this is, in any real war, and this is obviously a movie, but it's an allegory of it, you notice, cut across them with the main attack group to draw their fire. When you get attacked by the globalists and don't take it like a victim or a weakling, you have to understand we're drawing the enemy out. We're making them behave like the tyrants they are. This is a process. We've now got the enemy completely unmasked. So folks tune into the show, and I see the comments on X. They go, wait a minute. One minute he says it's a landslide. The next minute he says we're totally screwed. It's a war, people. They're going to strike back. We are winning. We do have the blueprint of the enemy. We will destroy them. But you have to admit you're in a war, and you have to admit they're not going to take us on head on. They're going to frame us for stuff. They're screaming it. They're saying we are going to kill minorities in the next week. It's ridiculously obvious. And so I'm simply saying to people, what are we going to do about that? Well, number one, we're not behind it. We don't have the motive. They have a history of doing it. I just want people to understand how serious it is. Because the Western world is going to be vaporized by the globalists. They know there's a huge awakening. And everywhere they're saying they're clamping down and bringing in total tyranny, which again, accelerates the awakening. I would like to get Trump in because it's the moral thing to do to try to fix things. And it's not going to be perfect, and they're going to hit us with a bunch of garbage. But it signifies that there's not just totally insane people in charge. We have a moral responsibility to try to fix things. But I'm not going to lie to you about how dire the situation is. It's only because it's gotten so obviously dangerous and insane that people are finally waking up out of just deep instincts or some have God's spirit in them to understand this. But this is not a carnival. This is not fun time. This is a war for the future destiny of a species against a transhumanist satanic death cult who's openly wanting to depopulate us. I mean, Bill Gates is on record everywhere running a global depopulation fund. That's the real name of his foundation, saying he wants to depopulate the earth, and then he gives people poison shots on top of it. My God. And they got all these plans to just shut down the farms and take over your bodies. And the New York Times, oh, Trump's escalating calls for violence. No, he's not, you liars. Now, look at this. Stop counting votes or we're going to murder your children. The Atlantic, that's the CIA. And again, there's two groups they've telegraphed that they're going to hit. They say Trump supporters are going to kill blacks and Hispanics and that they're going to kill election officials. And then they say an election official is just the person that runs the doors and brings the people in. Oh, look, this poor lady works here and they're going to kill her. So they're going to kill election workers and blame us, and they're going to kill brown people and blame us, and it's everywhere with no evidence. Again, people are like, yeah, well, you just said this 50 times in the last 3 hours. I'll probably say it 10 more times in the next 25 minutes. Because I'm sitting here watching them run the play, and my job is to beat them. My job is not to have a fun show. All right, I'm going to shut up. Go to your calls. Good God. Josh in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Afternoon, Alex. I think Trump had to lose in 2020. If he didn't, he'd be finishing up his second term right now, and the things that have been released and revealed would have remained hidden and buried, maybe even more so than they are now. But he had to lose. He had to lose for Elon to buy Twitter, for you to get reinstated, et cetera. There's been all this talk about Trump not draining the swamp and that he never did, but I think he did by losing. We had to be shown, not told. And we know the leftists are who they are. They're a part of the swamp. They'll never come over to our side of liberty and the Constitution. They never will. So we never had to really worry about them. But what's been revealed for me is who from the right were also part of the swamp. What corporations were the swamp, CEOs, NGOs, that were basically ghosts but that have been exposed over the last 4 years. Trump losing gave rise to independent media, and I think you'll be able to corroborate this because you know about history than I do. But it's like FDR talking to the leader of France during World War II, Charles de Gaulle, and the French leader basically said, I'll sacrifice my people to win the war. And this is not unique. Like the Byzantine Empire being conquered by the Ottoman Empire, they had people from within that led to the sacking of Constantinople. Something had to lead to the fall. This is different, but not really, kind of like the World War II reference where someone or something had to concede for the eventual win. So many things have been exposed in the last 4 years for the better. Things are still dirty and messy right now, but I think it had to happen this way. Otherwise, the WEF's actual plan of 2030 would have occurred right on schedule. Hate to think that what I'm saying was all planned and had to be, but because of all the carnage that has come as a result. It's hard for me to think all of this happened because we allowed it. But I think Trump will win, but won't be inaugurated. States won't certify. I think you're right about what will happen in those 2 months between election night and inauguration. But if he isn't certified, they're going to push all the stuff they were sitting on until the day after the election. So much violence and riots that the people won't be paying attention to what they pass through Congress or through his executive orders. And Kamala is the one to certify, correct?
Yes.
You know, if there's a global war, and not a civil war, but a global war officially, will Kamala stay in power as a wartime president, or rather Biden will remain if Trump is called as the winner? Can you speak on that? Thanks, Alex. You're the GOAT.
No, you're the GOAT. That's a caller said what I've been trying to say for 3 hours and 2 minutes. So I, any scenario that's possible, they've said they're going to try to steal it. If that doesn't work, they won't certify it, then create so much civil unrest, they'll have to have false flags against poll workers and brown people, is what they said, to demonize Trump so much that it would legitimize whoever else they're going to bring forward. I guess that would be Kamala. And they'll have the power of the executive branch to do that. And then the states, some states will fight it, some states will go along, which is what John Podesta said 4 years ago in the New York Times on the eve of the last election, how they war game, not inaugurating Trump, having their own inauguration in Colorado, and then basically a civil war, which Jamie Raskin has said now they're going to have civil war. So, yeah, that's it. And so I'm just telling everybody that if there's such a big decisive win, and I'm seeing a landslide, but again, it won't look like one, then there might be some sane people. I'm seeing some signs of it, and Trump gets in. That if there's a big win that night, then they might not pull all this because there's different camps in the globalists. But it looks to me, with the Homeland Security coming out in the last 24 hours and just saying, oh, my God, the Trump people are just going to blow everything up. And for any thoughtful person that's informed, that's as dumb as saying Trump's Hitler because the Nazis had a rally, the American Nazis, 85 years ago. 6-7 years before he was born, what the hell does that even mean? It's the same thing. Where is Trump attacking black people? Or where is he stopping interracial marriages? It's just all horse manure. Where are people? I mean, FBI is like, oh my God, people are going to kill the election workers. I mean, look at the USA Today. The crew is just throwing these headlines up one after the other. We'll hunt you, Trump. MAGA supporters' violent rhetoric isn't a glitch. It's a feature. By the way, you guys have probably put 10 articles up the last 10 minutes showing. I didn't even see these headlines. I mean, I already see so many. Just print everything you're showing. Just print me this. I'm going to do an emergency report on this. They're telegraphing their move. They pre-program. And I know your ears are bleeding. You've already heard it. Remember, it's the prodigal son. I'm not looking for the regular listeners that know what's going on. Many of you more than I do. I'm trying to get the people who are new listeners who are so important. Because they're going to be the whistleblowers. They're going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Remember, the prodigal son story. He goes away, takes his inheritance. He's the junior son. Comes back, a decade later, lost everything. And his father says, go kill our best calf, have a huge party. And the number one son that always was loyal and worked hard said, Dad, never threw a party for me. His dad says, because you're the best. You didn't run off like a loser. You get it all when I die. Think how much I care about you or throwing a party for your dumb young brother. I don't need to throw parties for you because you're not a loser. This is a reflection of how much I love you. We'll throw the party for the dumbasses because we need to save them. That's what Christ was sent to do. It'd be easy if everybody was smart and knew what was going on. God gave us a big job. We're looking for the prodigal sons. It's our job. Scott in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, could your great crew pull up the Kamala clip, quote, can you help a girl out? I believe she's dealing with, over in Europe, the Polish counterpart to her positions 3 years or so ago.
I know, I remember, can you help a girl out? You know, I didn't play the clip earlier on about censorship.
Yeah, it was pathetic. The idea that this thing, woman, could actually negotiate world events. I mean, absurd.
But that's why they want her, so they can blame the disasters they create on her. They even admit that in CFR and WEF documents that have come out in the last 15 years where they go, oh, we're putting idiots in place to demoralize people.
Well, you know, I tried to find that clip. I couldn't find it. Anyway, if you got...
What was the exact quote? Kamala Harris, give a girl a break?
Can you help a girl out to her counterpart over in Europe? It was disgusting. It was pathetic.
And that's because she didn't know what planet she was on.
Exactly. And at the same time, when are you going to get Turbo Force back?
Let me explain what happened at InfoWars. They put a federal trustee in, and the judge approved it, but he didn't pick him. They just rotate through. So like dozens wouldn't take the job when we were in corporate bankruptcy. This guy came in. He immediately killed $12 million of advertising a year, got rid of a bunch of our crew, wouldn't order hardly any of the products, cut us off from going on the road and covering things, lied, tried to set me up in court, tried to say that I had hidden money, that I'd already reported to the court that wasn't hidden money, that he wouldn't take from a sponsor I had for 3 months. So dumb and lazy, he didn't even check that we'd filed with the court months before and said, hey, he's not taking this money. What do we do with it? And then he tried to shut us down with armed security. And I said, where's your warrant? Where's your court order? They said, yeah, that's actually a good point. And then he tried to hire another group reportedly to come in here. And then they did all this. And then, it's just gone on from there. It would take an hour to tell you the whole story. So it was deliberately, in my view, it was certainly sabotaged. You say deliberately, not deliberately, by these people. And now the judges found out about it and blocked them again last week in court. And it's just totally insane. And the sale may not go on now. And stuff's filed. It hasn't hit the news yet. I've been too busy to talk about myself, but I'm going on the offensive. And people, when they buy stuff, it goes to studio. It goes to crew. It goes to legal to hold off the enemies like defense shields on an X-Wing. That's what the legal is just keep us going, keep us going. And then, people buy stuff. Occasionally I go to, Longhorn Steakhouse and eat a T-bone. So that's high living for me is to go get a T-bone once a week. I don't give a rat's ass about status, about money, about nothing. I want money for war. I want money to prosecute the attack against the enemy. I put my whole name on this, my treasure, my soul, on the sacred altar of God, as Thomas Jefferson said. And I appreciate your call, Scott. And that's why I appreciate you all supporting us at thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. History's happening now. Now's the time for action. Let me just do a plug and I'm going to stop. I told the great sponsors who are awesome, Big League, best T-shirts. I've told them all the supplements I wanted, top companies. They private labeled them. I said, can we get some, super low cost items in there? And these are great private labels of some of the top things out there. The very same stuff is sold in grocery stores and at Whole Foods. We just have a new name and stuff on it for $20 to $25 a package. We're selling it for $14 and change. You buy more, it's lower than that. Energy gummies with caffeine, taurine, guarana, and B12, and a great sleep support, melatonin, L-theanine, GABA, chamomile, and lavender concentrate, mixed berry, and strawberry flavor. Those are some of the new great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. And today and tomorrow, the last days, every time you buy something, you get put in the raffle for the incredible ultimate super off-road Dodge Turbo Diesel off-road package truck and $10,000 cash on top of it. And when you spend $30 a month and cancel any time, you get $40 each month to buy product in the store. Boy, that's a good deal. And special offers and other discounts emailed right to you at thealexjonesstore.com. And yeah, we want you to get the products and love them. And then remember that you've got a membership, so you spend the money there. So we have a relationship. It's what we want, a relationship. We're not trying to highway rob you and hit you on the head and, you know, one and done. We're trying to politically get married to you so we can come together, build organizations to take on the globalists, build our own economy, our own civilization, which in their own documents have come out, they're the most scared of. I am waging 100% war, swinging for the fences, biting them, stabbing them, scratching them, kicking them. And I kick like a mule and I bite like a crocodile, but only because of your prayer and support. And you are energizing me, and I can feel the prayer and I can see the support. And so I'm just saying, this is war. This is big time war. I need your backing. Paul in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you. Hey, like you say it, the globalists are going to do what they say they will. You don't see any other newscast out there on TV broadcasting your research. So people just go out and vote. It's common sense. Vote for common sense. Vote for Trump. And Alex, thank you for your 30 years of hard, dedicated work. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Well, God bless you, brother. Anything else?
We're touching on the MSG event. I think it would have been fabulous if they would have brought on the Reverend Franklin Graham at the end with a closing prayer. And they always forget about the World War II vet who was at the RNC. You know, you want a morale boost, just watch that video again, the vet in Reverend Franklin Graham. It's unbelievable. But
I agree. God's not first. God's everything. They should have started it and ended it with a prayer. But at least they didn't have an abortion truck and a vasectomy facility inside it like the DNC in Chicago. Great points. Chad in Alabama, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to the legend. I appreciate the opportunity. First of all, let me just say thanks to this wonderful economy. I've been laid off 4 times and starting up my own business and barely had a chance to purchase a couple of shirts the other day. So I'm pretty excited about those because...
Well, that means a lot. Anyway, the folks that aren't, you know, in the best of times still supporting, you're incredible.
I had to, man. I had to. It was killing me, and I got 2 shirts coming my way and a bumper sticker. So
thank you.
Pretty excited about that. But Les, wanted to just say, I'm trying to get your take. What you're more concerned with, keep by mail, illegal voting, or the illegals voting, or the systems like Dominion, ESNS, Smartmatic software? Didn't know what your take was as far as which one concerns you more. It just seems like the software is the place where they can really click some numbers on us.
But there's so many, I agree, in the past, but now because of all the audits, their favorite way is just to flood the zone with fake voters and then run the fake ballots through. And then if they don't get above Trump, then they just produce a bunch more so they can cram those through. And then it's so hard to go over the individual ballots, it becomes a giant mess, whereas forensic auditors can go in and see the machines. So it used to be machines in the last 30 years that were the big scam. Now they're moving to just bombing everything with people that register that aren't citizens, people that register that are double voting, those databases, and then just flooding it with pure crap.
Yeah, got it. Hey, Alex, do you ever have Clay Parikh on your show? He's the cyber expert on the voting machines.
No, but I've heard the name. We should get him on. Thank you so much. Trying to jam everybody in. Sorry, I've been ranting. Dr. Nichols in Georgia, welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, my name is Dr. Shaquille Nichols, founder of the Redemption Party. I'm actually a presidential candidate. It's been in my campaign in 2023. But due to your wonderful Reset Wars seminar, I started my own political party in January 2023. We won our first election in November of 2023. So I want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
As far as the election goes, I honestly think they're going to pull an FDR. I know that's horrible to say. But I really think with all of these wars going on, they're going to look at that as their last-ditch effort to stay in power and suspend the elections. And then if they pull it even further, have, like you said before, Biden pass away and then her be installed as the first female president.
Like Harry Truman.
Exactly. I mean, I really see them going that route. Because they know that we are far more powerful than they think, And I also think we should have a National Day of Prayer on the 5th, at starting at 12:01, November 5th a.m., going into...
I agree. In fact, I'm going to do a video on that. Call for everybody to start praying at, 12:01 Eastern's a good time, 11 p.m., and then midnight a.m. In the East. That's a great idea.
And I just want to tell you one thing. You are not a racist, sir. Okay, I got your Alex Jones was right t-shirt. I got my 1776 hat, and you are my brother in Christ.
Well, okay? Thank you, and I love you, and I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Absolutely. I'm team humanity. I'm for humanity. And that's what we're doing. And I mean, and I got Elon Musk to agree with me on air and say, yeah, let's launch Team Humanity. So that's what we're doing here together. Tony in Florida, last caller. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex, and hi, all the listeners and crew. And I just want to thank you and the crew for everything that you do. And also, I want to thank the listeners for just opening their eyes, hearts, and mind, and so we can bond together and we can take this. I have a couple things I wanted. The first thing I wanted to say is I foresee us for taking this election hugely, because everybody voting early and all that, it gives them an opportunity to count the ballots as we go along. So there's not as much messery on the last day, which is why I believe that President Trump asked us to vote early. But I foresee an insurrection in January coming. You know, we're going to take it by a landslide. They're going to say, okay, well, they had an insurrection. We should be able to go ahead and have an insurrection, although I know that was gaslighting. We didn't really have an insurrection. But we're going to see one this time. That's the summer, fall, winter of love that we experienced in 2020 will be nothing like what I believe that we're going to experience come January if we take this election in a huge landslide. I don't believe they're going to take it sitting down. We know they're not. They're not going to stop. The good thing is that the kingdom was promised to us, and we need to keep our eyes on the prize and just keep pushing forward. And I wanted to ask your permission, Alex, if I could just rally the country and sing America the Beautiful to close the show out today, please.
I tell you what, we'll get your name and number, and we'll call you back and have you do it tomorrow if you answer, because I'm out of time in 40 seconds, and Owen Schroyer takes over with the War Room. Everybody, please go to Real Alex Jones, retweet the War Room, retweet the network feed. Thank you so much. Tony, put her on hold. And if she wants to do that tomorrow, we'll call her back and we will do it if we're here tomorrow. Don't take anything for granted. Thank you all for your support. Now take the live feeds from Real Alex Jones and share them, because the refeed of my show is about to begin, and then Owen will be on the network feed and the War Room feed. He's really been on fire. He's always great, but he's been, wow. Owen Schroyer coming up. And we're going to have live election coverage all next week, everything. We know the enemy plan. We're exposing them. They're in deep trouble. I want to be key about that, but we've got to face how dangerous they are. God bless you all. My mission on air is to tell the truth, to rally humanity, and fight the globalist. And we've done one of the best jobs out there thanks to your support. So we know InfoWars could easily be shut down on November 13th. We're going to find out. But regardless, we've got great sponsors that are backing us to make sure the message of liberty and freedom and the resistance to the WEF, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, King Charles, Kamala Harris, New World Order continues to be in their face and continues to keep myself and the great crew at the tip of the spear. So we have a great sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, with amazing T-shirts and caps and hoodies. They're really some of the best designs out there, and they fund the fight against the New World Order. But we've also brought you some of the very best supplements. And we could have had a whole huge line by now, but we want to go out to the very best companies and get agreements to private label already best sellers that are the top rated. That way we know you're getting the best. So we've got the CMOS gummies, the CMOS capsules, Total Superfood. Then you have the Mega Superfood with over 90 ingredients, the Optimal Human. It's the best of the green drinks out there, hands down. Plus, the energy is amazing. That's all at thealexjonesstore.com. But now we are announcing the Ultimate Probiotic. That's the line, Ultimate. And it's just a very high-quality probiotic, the foundation that everybody needs at a very affordable price. Upwards of 50% off when you buy multiple bottles. Big sales. Everything's at least 30% off when it comes to supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. This is a high-end, quality probiotic that helps your gut be healthier, helps you absorb nutrients better, helps your whole immune system, and you will find Ultimate Probiotic with 60 billion. That's a very high number if you don't know about probiotics, at thealexjonesstore.com. A whole bunch of other great stuff's coming out in the next few weeks, so continue to check out the URL, thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support. We salute you.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.